Odyssey fans, I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
Welcome to the 99th official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. We're one away from our 100th episode. I'm so excited for our birthday party.
In case you missed our last podcast, Jesse's not only excited about the party, mainly the punch with the ice cubes with raspberries in the middle, but also he's excited to read your birthday cards.
You know, we'd love to see your card celebrating our 100th podcast episode. And maybe we'll even read a few on the air.
We hope you're having a great summer so far. Hopefully you're spending more time outside in God's creation and less time using electronic gadgets.
Except, of course, when you're listening to our podcasts.
Right.
Yeah.
Or when you're listening to the Summer in Odyssey series,
yes,
airing every weekend through September. But other than that, we hope you're spending time outside.
Oh, and you can also spend time inside when you're commenting on the podcast or making that card for us.
Wow. You know, maybe our slogan should be keeping kids inside for the summer.
I'll tell you what. Let's finish this podcast, and then everyone listening should go outside and play for a few hours.
I'm game. Let's hope our listeners are too. So, what's on the docket for today?
Well, we've got an interview with Hope Levy. On Adventures in Odyssey, Hope plays Olivia, the oldest sister in the Parker family.
Not only did we have some of our questions to ask, but we also had some fan questions for her.
Let's go. Well, Hope, I know that you're new to the Adventures in Odyssey world, and
yes,
you've been recording some shows. So far, do you have a favorite Adventures in Odyssey episode that you're involved with?
I was so moved by the Jubilee Singers episodes.
Yeah.
I remember recording that in sections, but to hear the whole story was so incredibly moving.
Well, especially with your singing background,
exactly,
because you started singing professionally as a child. So talk a little bit more about your singing and where we might hear you singing today.
Well, I started out as a singer. I was part of a children's musical group in the San Francisco area. And then I did a lot of musical theater in L.A. here. I did Les Miserables a long time ago.
But, oh, cool.
And then I actually have been doing a lot of recording work. Of course, I know where to listen for it, but I am in the movie Avatar singing very faintly in the background of some of the scenes, and that was pretty exciting to work with James Cameron and to sing in this made-up language called Na'vi. So I am in that film, and I'm also in Shrek 1. I got to also sing a very funny song called Welcome to Duloc. So those are like my biggest claims to fame as far as singing.
Hope, let's let the audience in on a little secret. You might sound a bit younger than you are. How did you discover that you could play younger voices? Did you act when you were a child? And
I guess you could say I really discovered my child voice and being able to use that for voiceover about 10 years ago. I've always been acting as well as singing, and as I've grown up as an adult, people are always like, you have such a young sound. I can't believe, you know, you're older. And I was able to, about 10 years ago, kind of parlay that into voiceover work and animation. And I kind of, I took some, you know, voiceover classes, and so I started really working on my inner and outer child. And I would walk around with tape recorders and just like tape everyone that I would hear, like little kids. I'd be like, I need that little voice.
How do you go into the mind of a 12-year-old girl like Olivia? Because, you know, obviously for those who are at that stage of life, they just sort of maybe draw from their own experiences yesterday. You know,
right.
But for you, it's a little bit further removed.
I just try to be really wide-eyed and innocent, and I, you know, just very passionate. And I mean, it's kind of the way I am as an adult, but I try to remember what it was like. I try to go back in that mindset. And plus, when you're working with other actors, like I get to work with the other two younger, real young people, you know, working with them helps definitely keep me young.
Now, you mentioned it in those scenes where you have Sydney and Zach with you, and it's Olivia, mm-hmm, Matthew, and Camilla. What's it like in the studio? Do you feel like the older sister?
I guess I sort of feel, I mean, I know I'm older, but I mean, I feel pretty much like they're equals. I mean, yeah, technically I'm a little older, I think, in the, you know, the context of the script. But I feel kind of like when I'm a kid, when I'm playing a kid, I'm like they're equals.
In one episode this season, Hope, Eugene, mm-hmm, taught you how to play the guitar.
Right.
We know that Will Ryan actually plays the guitar.
Oh, he's amazing. He's an incredible guitarist. And, yeah, he's extraordinary.
Do you play any instruments?
I play a little guitar.
Okay. All right.
And especially kind of like Olivia is very excited about learning the guitar. I'm very excited as well. I have taken lessons, and I'm kind of, it's so funny because I was so much like this character. I got really into the guitar. I was really focused taking lessons. And of course, then I kind of got a little distracted with life and other things, but I do enjoy picking up the guitar from time to time.
Now, tell us about some of the other voice acting that you've done.
Well, recently, I do a lot of, it's called ADR / looping, which is additional dialogue recording. I do a lot of background dialogue work on films and television shows, and I got to work on a new film coming out soon called Marmaduke, and I played various dogs in the dog park.
Okay.
It was really fun. And I also got to work on Diary of a Wimpy Kid because I played all these different boys. I did a lot of boy voices. And I work on TV shows. I work on various TV shows. So that keeps me pretty busy. And I have a child. I have a 4-year-old. So he definitely keeps me busy.
Oh, awesome.
Well, we were going to ask you what you do in your spare
what
time.
What do I do in my spare time?
Yeah, now there's...
Doesn't sound like you have much.
I have my hands full with a little boy. He's almost 4. He'll be 4 in a month. And he is just a blast. Although... he doesn't appreciate my voices that I do around the house.
Which brings me to my next question, Hope.
Yes?
In Finish What You, the episode, Olivia had a problem with overcommitment. And I wonder, when you read that script, did that issue feel at all familiar? Have you ever taken on too much?
I have always overcommitted to too much. I don't know. I think that's my personality. It's like I have a lot of areas that I feel talented in and that I can do. And it's just hard when you don't want to say no to something because opportunities are so great when they come up. But it's true. It's called overtaxing yourself and overcommitting. Sometimes you end up doing nothing well. So I think that's one of my life lessons, it constantly reminding me I've got to, like, slow down and sometimes say no to things so I can do something else better or finish something.
Now, we got some great questions from our listeners that had some specific questions for you.
Christian wants to know, if you were Olivia, what would you like to see happen to your character?
What do you mean if I was Olivia? I am Olivia. And let me think about that. I definitely, because I love to sing, and I feel like my character is definitely moving into singing, I would love to pursue singing a little more. Maybe even go on an American Idol type of show, and we can explore that. Obviously, if my parents allow me to.
It may be time for Odyssey Sings Part 2.
Yes, there
exactly.
We go.
All right.
You know, Odyssey fan number one says,
yes.
Is it hard for your voice to sound so kid-like?
Not really. I don't know why. It just comes kind of naturally. I just have to pitch it up a little higher. But it's pretty easy.
Wow, so you're not all gravelly the next day? This is just sort of...
Yeah, the only time I get gravelly is if I seem to record something, which hasn't happened with Adventures in Odyssey, but if I record something else where I'm screaming a lot, you know, if I do just a lot of major screaming and yelling for 10 hours or 9 hours, whatever, then the next day I definitely might be a little hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
Diana says, Olivia... Hope Levy. She says, you are my favorite of the Parkers.
I love her.
Are you like your character?
I would say I definitely have a lot of Olivia in me. Obviously, I'm not her age. I feel like I'm very excited about life and love to kind of be the center of attention. Yeah, I guess so. And love to perform just like Olivia. I hate to throw things out just like Olivia. I'm a pack rat. So, yeah, I think I have a lot of her characteristics.
And lastly, this comes from Sarah. Again, this is a two-parter. She says, okay. What advice do you have for someone who would like to get into voiceover work?
I would definitely say take a basic acting class and an improv class. And once you feel like you've mastered those, then take voiceover classes if you can find them in your area. And just really get to know your voice. If you like to do kids' voices, think of all the different kids in your neighborhood that you might come into contact with. Or if you start imitating your teacher, your mom, your dad. But don't let them hear it. They might not appreciate it. But kind of, you got to be like your own researcher and kind of keep a catalog of different characters that you can do because those are the most interesting, the real ones.
Good stuff.
Hope, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Well, you're so welcome.
Really enjoyed it.
Well, once we have a chance to have more episodes under your belt, we'll have you back on, and maybe we can get you to come out of your shell a little bit.
I know. I really feel like I'm introverted, and I so apologize. This was really fun, and I enjoy performing the character of Olivia so much, and I love the material, and very proud of it. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Hope. I sure learned a thing or two about voice acting. If you have any other actors that you'd like us to interview, just visit us on the blog and drop us a line.
And while you're at it, feel free to send us a birthday card for our 100th episode. We love hearing from you. Our address is The Official Adventures in Odyssey Podcast, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995.
In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. I still think I've heard that before.
Thanks for listening to the Official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast.
Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. Now go outside and play, because in God's creation, every moment's an adventure.